All right, fans, welcome back to another week here with Scout Florida Radio and your co-host Kelsey Dudley and Tony Sands. What's up, Tony? We're here for another week, and we got playoffs right here on the verge, baby.
Yeah, baby. You know, we sat there and we watched some games that made some situational statements this weekend as we got an opportunity to get out and watch the Super Bowl at its finest. In that, I thought going probably right at halftime, I thought pretty much at some point that Dillard had this game. I say, well, you know, Dillard got it. So look for Monday for the three teams that we talked about, Boyd Anderson, Ely, and Dillard, to face off in a tiebreaker. Come and lo and behold, once we got deep until the fourth quarter, the tide had changed. Ely took the lead and never relinquished it. And here we go. Another year, Ely wins this district. And now they will possibly go on and try to stake claim at this thing, the prize that you start out in spring, continue in fall camp, and go through the season to try to get that prize thing called that state championship, baby,
in Old Town, Mickey Mouse Town. That was a good game that Ely and Dillard had. Dillard pretty much dominated most of the game. They let a couple of things kind of go wrong in the red zone, which I kind of keyed the red zone area. Think they had some trouble in the red zone area where we actually said that Dillard could have put Ely away, kind of drove the dagger through the heart. But they kind of left just a little bit of room for Ely to get a little bit of life in that game, and that's what happened. Ely got a couple breaks late, and then kind of the momentum turned, and then there we had Ely ending up with the victory. But a well-played game by Dillard. I just think minimal mistakes kind of kept them away from winning that game.
And if you was there and you watched that game, Ely kept going for that big play. They saying, you know what? We're going to hit this thing at one point. They kept going, and it was like they was missing it inches and inches away, but they never got away from it.
Right, right.
They knew they had something. They seen that they had something, and they said, you know what? Sooner or later tonight, we're going to connect on this, and it's going to pay dividends for us. And lo and behold, in the fourth quarter,
it paid out.
It paid dividends for us.
It hit the trifecta.
And it panned out for them. They got the touchdown, took the lead, and at that point, I think it was kind of it kind of rattled. I think the Dillard sideline to a point to where I think they wanted to fight, they wanted to have a fight, but they said to themselves, it seemed like, uh-oh, here we go again.
Right, right.
Here we go again with this. So, you know, the one time you can't let a team continue to hang around and hang around and hang around. And I think that's what the guys did. They continued to let Ely hang around, and the more they let them hang around, the more Ely appeared to have life.
And they seemed to kind of grasp at that opportunity there that Dillard left out there for them in that game. So where it ends up is that for the 5A district with B.A., Boyd Anderson, and Dillard, that district has been pretty much settled to where those teams have their first-round matchups. For the 5A, Ely High School will be facing off against Wellington from Palm Beach, the west side of Palm Beach.
Easier road travel.
Yeah, I think Ely will handle that. They actually faced off against Wellington last year, and they did, you know, they pretty much handled Wellington last year. It's pretty much where Ely has the dominant athletes, and Wellington is not going to have the speed, the overall team speed, to stay with Ely. So I look for Ely to move on there. Boyd Anderson is going to face off against Wellington. I'm sorry. Boyd Anderson is going to face off against Wellington in Palm Beach. And then Ely will face off against West Boca. Both of those games.
Easy road travel for those teams.
Ely and BA should move on in the first round. So they're looking for a rematch.
A rematch in that easy because those two teams, you know, teams out of Broward love to, they would rather go north than to go south because if they go south, once they go over County Line Road, that thing gets a little tough. Once they go over Hillsborough and travel into Palm Beach County, that road is a lot more easier.
Right, right.
You know, so I see that as being a matchup. Come the 26th, I see those two teams matching up against each other.
Yeah, they'll be matching up against each other come November 26th. That'll be the second round of the Florida High School playoffs there with those teams. They'll probably play at Lockhart Stadium. Some of the other teams we wanted to highlight here. Well, looky. 5A, guess who showed up to the party? A team that hasn't been there in so long. A team out west, Cooper City High School.
And a lot of people can't believe this. You take a team, and all of a sudden, a team that's basically probably only won one or two games last year. Now here we are. We're looking at possibly setting the record here at the school with the best winning record in the history of Cooper City. You win your first district championship ever. You take a guy, leaves Deerfield High School, heads over to Zion Lutheran. And Zion Lutheran was a place that it was just a stepping stone for him, somewhere he could just get his feet wet because he loved the coaching, but he knew he would never stay there. It would never be a place for him to get to the promised land like he wanted to. He was waiting on that dream job, and Cooper City has always been his dream job. Even though when he was taking Deerfield to these magnificent playoff runs, he always wanted Cooper City because he could walk to work. He gets this program, and all of a sudden, he sits down, he studied this program, and figured out some of the things he wanted. He went in out, hired our company, we came in, did the speed training, got the guys faster, worked on the guys, I think, more mental than anything. And that's what we talked about, that this thing will be mental when it comes to winning this. And it came to pass this time. Here these guys are in the playoffs. That's got to be beautiful over there for those young men.
That has to be a great accomplishment for those men and the school itself, along with the community, because we know, and being out there with the little leagues out in Cooper City area, those little leagues and the community they're behind the sports and the football out in that area. So for the high school to join in with those little leagues, it just makes it that much more of an accomplishment for those. For those kids, and I think that especially in that first game, it should be pretty rowdy out there at that stadium. It should be packed.
Yeah, I think you're going to bring out everybody in Cooper City is going to pack this stadium.
Right, right.
Here we are in a big playoff game, and now the team that they're playing now is going to be tough.
Because Mr. Kevin Grooms
is a monster.
Right.
Now, you know, we went to scout him last week. But I think that was probably the wrong game to go and scout the guy against.
Right.
They played St. Thomas. And as we walked into this game, you know, we said to ourselves as we looked up to the scoreboard, here we are walking in the first quarter. We said to ourselves, man, the scoreboard must be was still left over from last weekend. It may have had some little league games and it never changed the score or it got stuck. We walk in, it's 42-0 in the first quarter. And I'm saying to myself, whoa. You got to be kidding me. That quick, I drove all the way from Fort Lauderdale to South Broward to a funeral. Because that's what it was. It was a funeral. And George them kept sticking a dagger in them all the way up until the last second going into halftime. George continued to drive that ball to score because he wanted to get at least 50 going into halftime. And they got close to it because they got 49 going into halftime. I think they scored one more time in the third quarter. And I think at that point they shut down they cut the key off and just coasted down the hill.
Luckily.
Because that could have been easier. I still say that could have been a 100-point game.
Wow.
That was the night that Whit Chamberlain was in the building where he scored 100 points. And that could have been easily that.
And that would have been ugly. Now, in that matchup where Cooper City has to face off against South Broward, you have a little bit of kind of underlying stories there in that. Is Cooper City too high? from what they've accomplished just in the regular season, or you tell me, is South Broward just a little bit in a funk from just getting taken out to the woodshed by St. Thomas? You know, what team
can they bounce back?
That's can they bounce saying. Back? What do we what can we see or expect from one of these teams?
I think I'm gonna tell you what's in their mind right now.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. First of all, they're saying to themselves, what's the use of we being in the playoffs? Because if we beat Broward, if we beat Cooper City,
we got to see that machine again.
We got to see that big bad wolf. And that big bad wolf, mommy, that big bad wolf wasn't nice out there last weekend. Here we got to face that big bad wolf again. And we might as well not even make the playoffs because we know what our destiny holds. And they play that game over at St. Thomas, so it could get even worse, ugly. I can see 70 being put up because I know what's going to happen. If St. Thomas jump out, score 28 points real early,
they're going to shut it down.
Broward's shutting that thing down. I wouldn't be surprised if you see guys over there taking off their shoulder pads.
Okay, so you got Cooper City coming out of that in that matchup.
I'm going to go with Art Taylor. I'm going to stick with him. He's a guy that's been known to, when it comes to these big games, when he was at Deerfield, and he went down the day counter to play the West. Everybody thought the West was going to dominate Deerfield, and he played every game that he played against the West. When the West was at his best, he played them right down to the wire.
Right.
So I'm going to go in that game, and I'm going with Cooper City now.
And I'm going to go with Cooper City also. I hope Cooper City can make it to the next round. It will be very good for their program. Once we revisit this again next week, once we get to the 26th there, then, you know, the train may take a stop.
Well,
but we'll deal with that when we cross to it.
We got to let know. I want people to know why I'm saying. Because in that bracket that they're staying in, St. Thomas plays Coconut Creek.
Right.
So the winner out of Broward and Cooper City will face
off
St. Thomas. I'm not even going to say Creek. I'm not going to put them in the.
No need.
I'm going to go ahead and say they got to play St.
Thomas. Yeah, they will have to play St. Thomas. No doubt about it.
No disrespect to my buddy over there at Creek, Coach Jackson, but I think right now he is a little bit out of his league at this point in the game when they come to St. Thomas.
Yeah. Hey, you being honest.
It's
a playoffs. It's a playoffs.
I can honestly say if St. Thomas really probably wanted to, no disrespect here. They can pull some of the guys up from the JV and say, you know what? You guys are going to win the state. You guys are going to win this first round of the playoffs for us. And I think that'll happen.
Well, that will happen. And those players are probably coming in later on in the game. Of course, because, you know, they move the JV players up towards the end of the season. So, yes, those players will get in and they will play. That's how they keep their program going. Some of the other games that we wanted to highlight here, 6A. Okay, the big boys. The big boys we got in the matchup, Miramar facing Deerfield Beach.
Oh, come on, man. You got to be kidding me. This is why.
This is just ludicrous. You question this whole thing.
You know what? I hold the state of Florida and I hold Broward County to a high standard when it comes to football. But this is that there is ludicrous, man. I don't see how. How? Heaven is the Mercatron. You take a team, 1-9, and you tell me you put a 1-9 team in the playoffs. This is ridiculous. It's almost saddening and sickening that this is available. You technically, you're holding up a spot there for a team that could have possibly
made it in.
Yeah, I mean, but no disrespect to the kids because they understand it. It taught them a lesson that, you know what, we're never out of this thing. So I don't want to get that disrespectful to that team, but come on. I mean, you tell a person we made it to the playoffs, they ask you what your record is, you tell them 1-8. And then they had this thing in headlines in Sun Sentinel. Headlines. I don't know if Sun Sentinel wanted to make a joke of this or they was really pubbing this.
Deerfield Beach is in.
Yeah, they had it. And on the front page in headlines, I'm like, you got to be kidding me. I know some people seen that in Broward County in athletic department. They say, you know what? This thing has got to change. This is embarrassing to us as an organization that we allow this kind of foolishness. But I think a team should have to win a certain amount of games to even qualify for playoff contentions.
Of course. Of course. It should be that way. I think because this occurred that maybe because we know that the realignment is up this year. So next year we'll have a new realignment,
and that's
and they'll probably fix it.
And I'm gonna tell you something now. Now this is a question that we must ask: does this one game, you get in the playoffs, does this one game saves the job over at DFL Beach High School?
If you're one and done,
You made it to the playoffs.
If you're one and done,
you made it to the playoffs.
Are we talking about Deerfield Beach High School?
What's the difference? He made it to the playoffs.
So they're going to accept, okay, we backed in.
I didn't say they was going to accept. I asked you the question. Is this one game saving, is able to save a job?
No, that seat burning.
But they made the playoffs.
Burning.
He can say he took him to the playoffs, man. Come on now. The guy took him to the playoffs. Burning. The guy took DFL to the playoffs. So how do you find it in your heart to say the seat is burning? This man made the playoffs.
By standards. By DFL.
Hey, man, they
standards.
Asked the guy, listen, they gave, when they put out the schedule and they put out the brackets, they said, you know what? This is what you got to do to go to the playoffs.
Right.
The kids accomplished that. Now, the ad says that guy's job. He didn't do no more than what Art Taylor took him to the playoffs. Everybody took him to the playoffs. So what's the difference? He took him to the playoffs.
But Art Taylor gave him hope. He gave him hope.
I mean, there could be hope there. I mean, they made it.
You're saying they got a chance. They got a chance to travel down to Miramar and make some noise.
The only chance they got. The only chance they got is that when they're traveling to Miramar, they stop through the St. Thomas and grab a couple of them guys and dress them for the team.
Wow.
That's the only chance they got. I'm being honest.
Wow.
You ask me, do they got a chance? I just give you the opportunity that they had a chance to win. That's it. Or they call up some of the old alumni and say, you know what?
You gonna go to the old alumni?
I mean, heck, what else do you go to? Wow. You can pull up some of the guys from the youth league. My buddy Kelsey on his 135 will probably let you borrow some guys.
You throwing them under the bus.
I'm not throwing them
under the bus. You throwing them under the bus.
You
throwing them under the bus. Wow.
Do they got an opportunity? Do they got a shot? They're out of the league. Let's go to another.
There you go. Thank you.
That we even discussed.
This is the playoffs. Win or go home. We ain't got time to be baby.
This is ridiculous.
Okay, yeah, that's ridiculous. So Miramar will be moving on. In the other bracket there, 6A, we have Northeast is going to face off. Northeast High School will face off against Western High School.
I mean, wait a minute now. Western's been putting up a little
bucks. Western's been putting up.
They had to go through that. They had to face that. They had to go through that three-team playoff thing to get here now.
Right.
They had to go against Plantation. That was Plantation and South Plantation. Plantation beat South Plantation, but Western beat Plantation.
Right.
This kind of stuff baffles me.
You
take a team, Western. You take a team, Plantation. Plantation dominates Dillard. Dillard beats Glade Central. And you telling me Plantation let Western beat him? You got to be kidding me. There's something going on there. Must be in the water out there. That water must be
Western
very foul.
Actually played pretty well this year for a team out west, which Western did. They played well.
But come on, you got to be kidding me. You got to be. You take that kind of team and you put that team on the road and you tell that team, okay, here you are now. You're in this. Plantations, Coach Davis, you're in this. You got an opportunity to win it. And all of a sudden, you blow up in this. I mean, you still. Come on, it's ludicrous, man. I'm using this word ludicrous because it just baffles me.
This is what it is. Western is they're a slow paced team. They want to slow it up. They want to grind it out. They want to be physical, and they're going to be disciplined. They're from the old school of Chapman, Coach Chapman.
Man, let me tell you something.
Which they're going to try to
when you line athlete against athlete when you talk about. Western, you talk about Plantation. There's no match.
Right, there's no match. What do we always say with Coach George Smith at St. Thomas? What do we always say? We know that, okay, they will line up with the athletes, but we can also say that what? A St. Thomas coach team is going to.
Yeah, you're right. But Steve Davis has.
They're going to out-coach you.
I don't, it's not too many times that a coach can really come in and out coach Coach Davis, especially.
I agree. When we talk about
Western. So I think, and like I said, when you play in that three thing playoffs, you know, that thing goes so crazy sometimes that really sometimes the true team that's there to fight for that, a lot of times don't even win. Okay, let's start slow.
Let's look at this first matchup and we can answer it with kind of this question here. The two teams that are matching up, both of those teams, they won enough games to get into that particular matchup, that bracket, and both teams beat Plantation.
I give you.
You know, we can
I'm looking at, if, let's pick this.
You want Plantation to be in there, huh? I tell you what. So you wanted Plantation.
I'd rather see Plantation in Northeast than Plantation in Western, to be honest.
Okay, but, so you
want. Actually, because I'd rather be honest with that.
South Plantation or Plantation?
Plantation.
Okay, so. You want Deerfield Beach?
No,
facing Miramar.
I would have removed the Deerfield.
Right.
Put a team like Terrabella in there, and then had a team like Plantation. You had Terrabella going up against Miramar, and Plantation going up against Northeast. That would have made that thing seem a lot more interesting.
With Miramar going against what? Terrabella?
Terrabella.
Yeah.
You got to be kidding me. You take a 1-9 team up against Miramar. Come on.
Okay, well, what about, because we're saying to our fans right now, okay, and we're also, hopefully, we're reaching out there to, Broward County and, the state of Florida high school football athletics, and that when they change this, hopefully, they'll change it.
They better get it right.
They'll make the rule, yeah, to get
it right. They better get it right.
I would rather them take three teams from the district of Miramar. You take one winner and
right.
two runners up, right? And because if you look at it, Terrabella only won two games.
They won more than Deerfield.
Yeah, they won more
than Deerfield. You got to be kidding me. That whole bracket sucks, to be honest with you. That's a bracket that should never even been put together. Deerfield, but yeah, like I said, Deerfield always win their bracket now. They always win their districts, always.
Yeah.
And they won enough to get in the playoffs.
They won enough to get in.
You ask me to win my district. That's how I get in the playoffs. I do that. Then people come out and criticize me. You're right. I'm a bad guy. I should not be criticizing them. But
they won't make it to week two. So we're looking at week two being Northeast, possibly matching up against Miramar.
You just said they won't make it. Then you say you use the word possible. You're giving them hope.
I'm giving who? Western hope?
No, you just said.
Deerfield?
Yeah, you gave Deerfield hope. You can't give it.
Okay, well, we say they won't make it.
Miramar's going to try to score at least 60 points.
Yeah.
At least season.
They'll drop a 60 on.
You know, and I know my man Quinn. I'm not beating on you that bad, baby. It's some things that's got to change there to
right.
get you guys back to
that. It is what it is.
I'm just being honest. This is your boy. I'm going to be a trooper to those people out there in the field. This thing got to change.
And I'm pretty sure the alumni are already on that.
Right now, I'm telling you, there's been some, from what I'm hearing, there's been some heavy hitters that are interested in this job because it is a job that can be very successful.
Oh, yeah, it's a great job. That Deerfield Beach job is a great job. Good program, good alumni.
They feed into that little league, and they're loyal. One thing about Deerfield, I've always said, until this past season, St. Thomas, mm-hmm. A kid would never transfer from Deerfield and go to Eden, St. Thomas, nowhere. Those kids were loyal to
their school,
Deerfield Beach High School. I think, and if something don't happen, probably in those next couple of weeks after next week is over, you might see a fluctuation of them boys saying, you know what, this thing might not never change. Let me get out of here. And I mean get out of here fast.
And I think that's where alumni step in and beat them to it. Alumni may step in and beat them to it there. In another matchup in 6A, we have Cypress Bay facing off against Dr. Croc. Cypress Bay won their district. Sneaky team. Cypress Bay was able to beat Dillard.
Quiet team. Man.
Yeah.
I mean, I looked at that team.
Scrappy.
It was horrible.
Yeah, that's my key word for them. Cypress Bay has been scrapped, and they played that way all season. They scrapped it out with BA. They scrapped it out with Plantation early, and then they scrapped it out, came out with a victory against Dillard, and then they come out and beat Everglades to win the district. So
I don't know. I told you that in the beginning of
right. You did say that. You did say that. I'll give you that.
That team, they're well coached. This guy keeps them well coached. They stay well disciplined, and that's what helped them win. Even though their talent level is really off this year, real off. I mean, I've never seen it off this bad. But they had opportunity. They won the game that they were supposed to win, and that's what got them here. So I predict them to win that. I see Cypress Bay taking that with no problem. I'm going with Cypress Bay now. Easy.
Wow. I don't say easy. I say close.
Easy.
Dr. Crop is a talented team.
Well, he's gonna wing tee that team to death.
Cross the Dade County line.
He's gonna wing tee. Now, wait a minute. Just because they wait a minute. It's only certain teams that get that
get
reputation
that stadium,
when you talk about crossing Dade County line. So come on now. And one of the teams are appearing to be in so much shambles now to this ridiculous. Now, you know, you go last week and the head coach is fired on a Saturday night. He's hired Sunday morning, Sunday night, sometimes Sunday. Come last night into this morning, the principal resigns. But we'll finish out the remainder of this year here. It's some trouble. And I thought when I heard this, I said, you know what? Who rules in the West?
And you talk about Northwestern
High School. The principal or the football coach? And it appeared the football coach rule out down there.
Well, we all know that football program down there, that's
going to be
volumes.
That's a beast.
Yeah, I think that runs the school.
I think the principal bit off too much when he went decided that he was going to fire this guy.
Possibly.
I know there are some allegations, some things that they said took place there, but you people finding out in the West, football rule.
Yeah,
stepped on the wrong person told Mr. Principal. Now you're having problems, and the problem's going to be in that the county's going to come down on him. And the guy probably said, you know what? I don't need this. The last principal, they had him in court ready to castrate him with some situations with this football thing. So I guess the principal said, you know what? Y'all not going to put me in this situation. You ain't going to give me grade before my time, baby.
Yep, you're right. You're right there. That's with Northwestern High School. Fans, call in. We want to hear from you as we're trying to set up these playoffs here and give you information on some of the top teams that are facing off here. And we want to know what you think about some of these matchups that seem to be key just here in the first round. You can call in line 1-530-413-4515. Or you can call in 415-287-0074. Again, that's 415-287-0074. Okay, we're going to wrap up and go to commercial here just momentarily. We got some big teams to talk about once we come back from break. And then we're going to get into some of the key matchups that everybody wants to hear about. We have Miami Central coming up that we're going to touch on. We got the Columbus and Northwestern matchup.
Great game.
Touch on there. That's possibly going to be a real great game there. And then we also have Norland facing off against Booger T.
I'm going with the T, baby.
That's going to be a great game
Going with the T, baby.
Stay tuned. Once we come back from commercial, we'll get into all that, some of the tougher matchups in the first round that you want to know about. All right, stay with us. We'll be back in 2 and 2. All right.
Ladies, whether you're trying to look good for that special someone, or you're Miss Independent and you just want to look good for yourself, listen, you need to scratch where you've been going, because Sensational is where you need to be. Where they specialize in shortcuts, weaves, sew-ins, and wraps, and so forth. At Sensational Beauty Salon, it's guaranteed that they'll have you looking. For an appointment, call 954-786-3997. That's 954-786-3997. Located at 801 South Dixie Highway, Suite 5 in Cypress. Commercial brought to you by Focus and Dirty Beat.
you have the need for speed, or do you simply just want to lose weight, or get the best training to help you develop your skills, whether it's football or any other sport. Just to name a few different skills you can learn, like agility, balance, coordination, assistance, and resistance. In order to be the best, you got to get trained by the best. Tony Fan at GetSensational.com. For more information, call 954-691-7804. Once again, 954-691-7804. Call now.
All right, fans, we're back. We're back, and we're going to go through some of the top matchups here that we have in the first round that we want to get to here, some key games. Key games here. Let's start with one of – well, let's start with the 3A matchups here. Oh, I'm sorry, the 2A matchups. Let's go with the 2A matchups, and then we'll move into some of our higher matchups with the 6A classes. First off, in 2A, we got Glade Central facing off against Cardinal Gibbons. What do you think?
Glade Central, I'm going with Glade Central. I'm not even going to.
Glade Central?
They got to go to Glade Central. I'm going with Glade Central.
Yeah, they got to go over to the Muck.
I'm going with Glade Central.
No way Cardinal Gibbons can go over to the Muck and come out with a victory.
Nope, going with Glade Central.
Okay, I'm going to go with the upset here. This is going to be my upset special of week one. I got Cardinal Gibbons over Glade Central somehow coming out of the Muck. Somehow. I said somehow. Now, I don't know how. But I said somehow, coming out of the Muck with a victory.
The only way to come out of there with a win is if everybody in Glade Central think that the game is over here.
Uh-huh.
And they travel here.
And don't say
Glade and Cardinal Gibbons is over there playing. That's the only way I see that playing out. Other than that, that's a done dollar. Come on, you got to be kidding me.
Okay, so Tony Sands has Glade Central big in that one. I have Cardinal Gibbons there for that particular matchup. Let's go to our next matchup. We said University School in 2B.
I'm going with my boy Roger all the way.
Facing off against Gulliver Prep.
I'm going with my boy Roger. This is their year. This is the year that they take this thing all the way to Orlando because I already called and told them, hey, Roger, I'm booking my room up there, man. Don't make me book
looking
it for nothing.
Looking to see you up there. Looking to see you up there.
I know it's going to be one team that's going to already beat them. I know that.
So you putting that in an ink pen.
Already ready. I done inked it down. I done told him I'd meet him up there.
2B, class 2B.
University, state baby. State champs. Finally, Roger finally get over the hump. He done got over the hump with Pogan.
Right.
Smash Pogan. This is his opportunity to take it up the way.
And University School is, they're loaded. I like their program. That's my buddy. That's my boy. And Roger Harriet, I love their program. I love the kids they have playing in their program. They deserve it because they worked hard to get to this point and win in their district. I'm going to go with University School, but in a closer.
Hey, I
don't, University
hey,
School, but in a closer.
It don't make a difference how close it is as long as you win the game.
As long as you win.
Don't tell me that it's close. I don't care if I win by one. Move to the next round.
Move to the next round. Okay, we both got University School there, fans, facing off. Moving on to the next round there. Now, we have in the other bracket, next to University School and Gulliver Prep, we have Pace and Cardinal Newman. Miami Senior Pace facing off against Cardinal Newman. Who you have?
I'm taking Pace in that.
Taking Pace?
Yeah, you bring those kids from Palm Beach down. They don't excite me that much. I'm going with
Pace.
Yeah,
I don't think they're used to.
They're not used to
the level of the playoffs and matching up against a team of Miami Senior Pace's caliber. They're usually always stacked and they're stacked again.
And that's why I'm going with Pace in that.
I'm with you. I look for Pace to move on there, and then we have a big time matchup in week two where University School will face off against Miami Senior Pace.
And I'm going with Roger again.
Riding him out.
I'm riding that horse until the legs break off or they have to take him in the stall and shoot him.
I'm with my boy there. I'm with him. Wow, they have a tough road. Let me say this. They do have a tough road. University,
you know what
school,
I've learned
it
about
won't be
that?
Easy.
It Pahokee dominated that every time.
Right.
Roger dominates Pahokee. I don't see any other team beating this team. You got to think, you're really taking a 6A team, 6-5A team, and you just got them dropped down to a 2B level.
Yeah, yeah.
I see them dominating that.
Yeah, they have the caliber players.
I see them dominating that easy. There's no ifs, ands, buts about that.
Okay.
Let's be real.
So we have University School, they're moving on. We got Miami Senior Pace, they're moving on first round.
We finally starting to agree on some of this.
Well, I mean, hey, we're coming together here. We're coming together. We like the Miami Heat. We haven't in jail yet, but we coming together
at the crucial time.
Don't you put me in the same sentence.
Don't you? I already been sick today. I'm already sick today, and it got nothing to do with the Heat. It got to do with the team that sits out in Davie, so I'm already sick, so don't start that.
That's not good.
Put me in the Heat in the same subject. I told you guys what's going to happen to the Heat, and you see it. Folks, you see, you know, all you people that think the Heat, and they're going to lose again tomorrow night.
Oh, we're going to segue to that just real quick, just to know that we will be talking about that next week. That will be on the show next week.
They will lose to the Celtics tomorrow.
I'm not going to even entertain.
I know you
that
don't
want to
entertain.
We're
it.
Not going to entertain that.
If I would have mentioned that the Jazz was going to beat them, you'd have thought I was crazy.
We'll
see. They said
that's why you play the game. You got to get on the court, and that's why you play the game, baby.
But they played the game, but they're not playing to the game that you guys everybody predict is great. I told you the best three are in Boston.
We shall see.
The best three is in Boston, baby.
We shall
in the garden.
See.
The home of Larry Bird.
Moving on from that mess. Okay, let's go to the next one here. Class 6A, we stepping up to the big boys here. Big boys take us to Dade County. Some good matchups in Dade County. First one, Columbus High School facing off against Miami Northwestern. First round.
I went with Columbus when it came down to the national televised game. I predicted Columbus to win this. But I think now that team has gelled around their coach. I'm going with the West in this one. I'm switching my loyalties, and I'm going with the West.
Wow.
The young quarterback has showed me some things that he can get that job done. I'm going with the West in this one. I don't see the West. Letting Columbus beat them two times in a row. Columbus is making strides, but they're not able to make that stride length with the big boys. I'm going with the West.
Wow. So you're saying the change of quarterback, right? The change in quarterback.
It's probably done some good.
Injured.
Because they put up over 40 points in the last two games.
Right. So he stepped right into it. So
I'm
you're
going
saying
with the West.
That there's new life.
And with all the garbage that's been around this program.
Right.
And all the mess that's been going on, I still say that's what's going to be the rallying call for this team, to rally around their coach, Mr. Billy Rowe, and get this job done. And that's what's going to happen.
Now, that was one of the major things I said when we talked about it last week. And I said that after that Miami Central matchup and then them losing to Columbus, and then the allegations and the firing and everything coming down, and now we know what's really happened in that situation. I said that these players are going to somehow try to rally, and I think we agree again.
Look for the showdown between Central and
Northwestern
again.
I'm licking my chops for it.
I want to see
that matchup again.
And I will be there. I don't care who's playing Brown County.
I want to see that matchup again.
I'm going to that game.
Yeah, I'm not even.
Scott Florida will be on hand, baby. We'll be in the building.
Early.
In the building.
I'm going with Northwestern, too. I think these kids rally around Coach Billy Rowe, and they kind of exercise some of their demons that they have there and kind of get some of that things taken care of.
This thing is almost scary today, you guys.
They'll get back.
Fans is almost scary. We're agreeing too much.
I know.
And this is almost scary.
Maybe this is why.
It's playoff time. That means we in sync. It's playoff time. It's playoff time. You know, yes. Regular season was, okay, we get to go different ways. We get to stretch out there.
Right,
but
right,
now
right.
We know right is right, wrong is wrong.
And I'm going with the West, and that's the right.
I'm going with the West, too. So we agree on that one. Another Dade County matchup that we want to highlight here is faces off in the 3A district, 3A class. And that is Miami Norland and Booker T. Washington. Miami Norland has only
going with the Booker T.
one game.
I'm going with Booker T. I'm going one game. I'm going with Booker T.
Booker T. has also only lost one game.
I'm going with Booker T. in that matchup.
You're going with Booker T.
Booker T. will take that matchup. That's why I'm riding. That's the horse I'm riding. I'm riding the Tornadoes all the way out of there.
Okay, now the fans want to know why. What gets you on the Booker T train? What?
I think Booker T is a lot more faster. I think they're a better coach.
Uh-huh.
I think they're a more physical team than New Orleans. I've had opportunity to see some of New Orleans, and I wasn't impressed, and that's why I say Booker T will win that. They're easy, hands down.
Wow.
This is where the tie splits. You might as well take New Orleans, because I know that's the route you want.
What you mean? No.
Go with New Orleans.
No.
We can't pick them all.
Don't try to give me. He's trying to pick them fast.
If I give it to him, maybe he'll take
it. Hand me down.
Hey.
I'm not taking the hand me down.
Folks, you heard him start questioning himself, so if he's questioning himself, that means he is hesitant on his decision making. I came out right away. Boom. I want Booker T.
Well, we know why you came out right away with that. We know why you came. I'm sorry. I can't. You're not putting me on the other side of that trade. I cannot do it. I will not commit suicide with this matchup here. Booker T? No, I like that Booker T team this year. Very fast, very athletic, and a dominant team. They played well when they faced off against the bigger teams, that being Central and some of the other teams. And I like Booker T, their team. Norland, I think they're the new kids on the block, and they're not actually ready to step into that situation right now. So I'm going to go with Booker T. Plus the game is played at Booker T. I've seen their home games, and I know how crazy it gets down there. I'm going with Booker T with that one. So, well, I guess we agree again. I cannot split.
This is becoming scary,
to split
folks.
On that.
This is becoming real scary, folks. I'm nervous about all these picks. Something's going on, but I know I'm going with the winners. So I guess he want to ride with the winners this week.
He's going with the winners.
He's doing smart thing. He's doing the smart thing right now.
Listen to this. Okay. So those are some of our major matchups through 5A, 6A, 3A, and then 2A. There. I definitely feel that my matchup with Cardinal Gibbons, I'll come out with a victory there. We know everything else. We pretty much pick the same. I feel good about, you know, the Cardinal Gibbons pick. Now we got Hallandale and Merritt Island.
I'm going with.
Want to go to break the tie? Break the tie.
I'm going Hallandale. I'm going Hallandale.
You going Hallandale?
I mean, you got to go Merritt Island.
I'll go Merritt Island.
I'm going Hallandale.
I go Merritt Island.
Hallandale beat that game. That'll be a boring game, but I say I'm going with Hallandale.
Okay,
a boring
Merritt
game.
Island had to travel down here to Hallandale to face off first round.
And now that you mentioned Hallandale, you know I'm going down to Hallandale, possibly try to go down Saturday morning and get me some boar fish and grits.
Uh-huh.
Oh, man, that stuff is so good down there on Sundays. I'm going down to get me some boar fish and grits. Sundays, I'm on my way, baby, for the boar fish and grits.
So you hear him. Tony Sands is picking. Hallandale High School, Hallandale fans, he's picking you. So...
Had a boy fishing grits ready for your boy.
Have it ready because he's on your side.
Have it ready for your boy.
I'm not on your side, but that doesn't mean that I won't be down there and try to
get need some
boy
fishing grits, baby. That's that stand snapper.
I'm going to take Merritt Island. I'll take Merritt Island in this one so we know that's the one I got. So that's our matchups there for the playoffs. In the Florida high school brackets there going through our different classes. So we'll see after week one what we have. Week one will start not this week, but November 19th will be week one of the playoffs. We have one more week of high school football regular season left, and you'll have some local matchups that we'll be facing off, namely, probably, I like the Northeast and Ely matchup.
And that's the game I think that we're only going to really get into talking about.
Yeah, that's probably the only one in Broward.
That's the one that I'll go to and check it out just to.
Both teams have won the district, so,
right.
You know, it's just bragging rights.
And I want to, you know, because those kids live in the same community.
Right. The battle for Dixie.
Is on.
The battle for Dixie. Dixie Highway, both schools sit on Dixie Highway.
Kaya City, Liberty Park.
Yeah.
That's where these boys are from. The ugly Kona. So I'm telling you, it's going to be hype. It's going to be the hype time. It's going to be a good game because they're going to want to fight. It's going to be a scrappy game, baby.
And it's get back for Ely because they lost. That was the only game they lost last year on an undefeated season. It was Northeast High Hurricanes that kind of tarnished their
undefeated record.
Yeah, so.
That's going to be some get back. So that's going to be good. That'll be a good matchup. Darnell Bennett against Mr. Gray. I had an opportunity to sit down with Mr. Gray 2 weeks ago and interview him. He was excited about what was going on, some of the things that was taking place at Ely High School. So I'm going to go with him on that matchup.
Okay. I'm a homer. I'm a homer. So you
got lower tier. Just go ahead and tell you.
Yeah, I'm going with the Hurricanes. I'm going with Coach Darnell Bennett, my boy, my man, 50 grand. I'm going with the Hurricanes there and some of the fellas there from Pompano. They want to get back at Ely. So they told me today that, Coach, we're going to take care of them. So we'll see what happens there with that, and hopefully they do very well. But that's going to be a matchup. Fans, that's where Scout Florida will be Friday night at Northeast High School. Ely faces off against Northeast.
With the bells on, baby, because I'm ready to see that game in action.
See you there, B Square. Fans, call in. Line one, you can call in 530-413-4515. Let's hear from you. Or you can call in 415-287-0074. That's 415-287-0074. Okay, let's move to some of the hot topics that's going on out there in sports. Tony, what do you got?
I mean, the Dolphins has made some moves with their organization that's surprising. First of all, they switch quarterbacks. They go with Pennington.
No Henny. The Henny experiment.
The Henny has turned to a penny.
Done.
The Henny has turned to the penny.
Oh no.
So now they going with the Pennington man. He's back. He's ready to go, and that's the direction that they're going in. But they also have upgraded their secondary. They went with Mr. Al Haz 2 days.
Big.
2 days after Green Bay Packers let him go. Been loyal to the Green Bay Packers 14 years in the game.
Big move.
They pick him up and they release Jason Allen, first round draft pick from a couple years ago. So that's going to be a big move in that secondary.
I like it.
It's going to be great for him.
I'm going to tell you the main
because
reason why
he,
I like
he plays that physical corner, the style that they like to play.
Physical corner.
And he could teach.
Veteran. Wow, you just hit it on the head.
He could teach those young guys
those young
a
folks.
Lot about the man-to-man scheme that the
I
Dolphins
like.
It's going to be a great move.
Let's look for this to be a key move. At the halfway point for the Dolphins, let's look for this to be a key move for the Dolphins at this point. A key move for the Dolphins at this particular point will be this move where they were able to come up with this particular free agent move here.
Yeah, I mean, because it's going to be interesting. Once he get there with those young guys and he's able to teach those young guys some things, that's going to be good for them. They'll learn. They're learning from a veteran, probably one of the best to ever outside of Deion Sanders to really play that man-to-man shutdown every game. Every game you follow a receiver everywhere around you. So that's going to be interesting to see how that plays out. They'll win. I mean, that's a win-win for them anyway in that situation. So just guys, you're Dolphin fans. And you know what? I'm not a Dolphin fan. Never been a Dolphin fan. I am, you know, I've been riding either with Philadelphia or I've been riding with the Green Bay Packers for years. Now you telling me I got to root for the Dolphins, a team I despise? There's some problems there, man.
You with the fish. Your boy's here.
You know,
you got to ride.
You know, and I talked to him earlier and I said, you know what? This is crazy. Because now you telling me I got to root for the Dolphins?
Yep.
And his exact words say, yeah, you got to. Even, yeah, you got to root for the Dolphins.
You got to root for the Dolphins.
Oh, come on. This is hurting. This hurts me now.
Hey, man.
My day's been upset all day. From the time I heard we was going in to take a physical, and I knew we would pass the physical, my day has been shattered all game. But I did have a good note that I woke up to this morning when I saw that the Heat lost. So that did feel good.
That's the bright note in you being a Dolphins fan. You can come and be a Dolphins fan, but the sad note is that you're still lingering in Boston. That's the sad part.
I'm
now you
hanging
can change
out.
And get.
I'm hanging out
to the Dolphins, which is you get a new lease on another team now, which is good. You're still stuck in Boston though, but we're gonna help you out. We're gonna get you out of Boston. Don't worry.
It's impossible for you to get me out. You had an opportunity to get me out, and when you went to Boston, you got beat. When Boston come here, you're gonna get beat. You Miami fans always say the same things over and over. You guys put your hopes in so much. To be let down so easy by your team is ridiculous.
This is why you play the game.
You've been playing the game for the longest. And what happens is the Dolphins put you on a high and they drop you. The Heat, they have blew you guys' mind because they put together this nice Kool-Aid. I call it Kool-Aid. They added just the right sugar, add just the right flavor. And they gave it to you guys just a taste. And you guys think that you got the magical potion when it comes to Kool-Aid. You guys will lose this. Hands down. Here we go. Here we go. Tomorrow night, the Heat will lose to the real big three that's coming to town.
Now, who's selling? Who is selling to the fans out there? He is campaigning, guys. He is campaigning. Now, when you campaign.
Let's go, Boston.
What are you usually trying to do when
Let's
you campaign?
Let's go, Boston.
You're trying to win over voters.
Let's go, Boston.
And you're a little worried. I sense a little bit of worry.
How am I worried? If anything, you should be worried because we beat you already. You guys just came off a loss to the Utah Jazz.
Right. Just came off
to
a
the
loss.
Utah Jazz.
Right. We can't say too much about this.
Oh, come on. You got to be kidding me.
After you guys beat the Heat. I could not speak to you for a couple of days.
And you would not be able to speak to me another couple of days.
The Cleveland, not the Cleveland Browns, Cleveland Cavaliers beat the Celtics after the Celtics beat the Heat.
You know why?
And you're saying the Utah Jazz beat the Heat.
You know
why? The Utah Jazz are so much better than the Cleveland Cavaliers.
You know why?
What?
I'm going to tell you
what
why.
What you got?
Let me tell you why.
Oh, my
God.
Listen to this.
You know, this team was already hurting. They lost them.
Right.
If we was to beat them, it would have really just probably took them. Sometimes you don't beat a dead horse. You let it continue to rise because one day it might have to come back and help you. So we didn't want to beat Cleveland that bad. So we wanted to give them life. And that's why that happened. We are the Celtics, baby. The team in the green is what's going down in the Heat.
If I had a toilet bowl right now next to me, I would flush it for all of the stuff that you have just sent down that toilet.
You Miami fans are always saying the same thing. You guys put your you guys starting to sound like Cowboy fans.
You know what? You have just added something to it. You have just added fuel to that fire. Because I was gonna go. I was gonna watch that game on TV, but now I am going to the atmosphere of a venue to watch that game and watch Miami tear into Boston. And then I'm going to call you afterwards. And I know.
He won't call me. He's not going to call me, guys. You're not going to call me. You know why you're not going to call me?
What's going to be the excuse?
They're going to lose. So you're not going to call me. You're going to say it's late. You know, I didn't want to bother you. You know, I know how, but I'm going to be calling him. I'm a Texan.
Oh.
I'm going to be saying it because he has a tendency, guys. Listen, his phone tend to not be ringing that a lot of times. So I have to call him about 3 or 4 times to get him. So I know. I already prepared my phone to program it in to call him 6 times in a row. Maybe on the 7th one, he will answer.
The old man. We got to find out if the old men are playing tonight. Are they playing tonight?
No, we're off.
They're off. Okay. Okay. You might be able to make it a game of watch that we can watch, you know, where it's competition. Because if they were playing tonight, you know that those old men would not be able to get up out of bed, take their Geritol and get on that basketball court. That's just not going to happen.
That's why they made Geritol. They made it so you could have continuing energy.
No.
It's almost like giving the old man some Viagra and telling him to just keep going, baby. Keep going and keep going. They like to energize the bunny. You understand that bunny? That bunny's still going right now. And going and going and going
Don't knock his fans. I mean, that's his team. He feels proud about his old team. You know, you can't, you just can't change his old thoughts. But you know what they say about, you know, the old folks, they just stubborn and don't want to change. So, you know, he's stuck in his stubborn ways. That's fine. You know, the New Age Three Kings will change his mind tomorrow night. So we know what's going to happen. Yeah. We know what's going to happen. It's okay.
Oh, so now you're calling them the Three Kings. At one time, you guys were calling them the Big Three.
Well, they have an established name. We can't name them after somebody else and just say
you're right.
Big Three.
So the reason, so I'm glad you say that, because you are recognizing.
The Lakers, I mean, not the Lakers, but the Celtics had the Big Three.
They were Big Three.
They were named. They had the name. They have rights to the name of Big Three. That's fine. Yeah.
We are the three that would take, the three-headed monster that would take you guys out. As you, your word, take you out to the shed and beat the brakes off.
Is Shaq playing? Or is he taking this one off?
Hey, man, it doesn't make a difference. If he's playing, then you guys are more in trouble.
Are they here tonight? Do we want to know.
Yeah, they're in town tonight. They're in town tonight, baby.
So they're on South Beach tonight.
They bought him to live in Fort Lauderdale. They didn't let him go to South Beach.
Are you telling me? After them old men get off the South Beach, when Shaq's showing them around, it's Miami.
It is a done.
They will not make it onto the basketball court tomorrow.
When you see me out, you give me daps because you know I am the winner. I can't stand the Miami Heat.
Hey, fans, we're going to take it to them. We got to let Boston know where they are. It's not Beantown, baby. Welcome to the MI. The MI where we get down. And welcome to South Beach. Have fun, Celtics. You're on South Beach. You don't have to
see ya, baby.
See
ya next week.
We'll be right back.